Okay, folks, so once you're seated, we'll go through the written questions first, and then we'll have the roving mic. So if you have a question to ask, just put your hand up and I'll bring the mic to you.
Do I go through these questions?
Yes. Yep.
In no particular order.
As you choose.
Is it ever too late to learn music for the first time? And do you know of such opportunities in Palmerston North? No, it's not too late. I mean, not, no, I should have said no to the first bit. It is never too late to learn music for the first time. In fact, it's beneficial. If you haven't done it before, learning new things is always important, always beneficial to one's health, one's coordination, one's thinking process, the new brain gym type thing. The thing is, either learning to play an instrument or it's really good dexterity, obviously, learning to, depends on the teacher, obviously, too, of how to go about it. So we don't have to learn in the childlike ways. And I can I tell you, my favourite students are adults, because they come with a different eagerness to learn. Often I get people who've had a few lessons or have played in their lives and then they want to come back to it. I'm not teaching any beginner adults at the moment, but where to get it in Palmerston. It's up to, I'm just thinking, obviously there are private teachers around, and you get, I'm sorry if some people are having trouble with the light, you're right there. You can get private teachers. I noticed, I was talking to Nigel Tongs with the Saturday morning music class, and I think he said that they're starting to do some group music for the older beginnings. I'm not quite sure where that's going to, so we could encourage them to see if there's a Saturday morning for adults as well. Come and see me if you want to do something like that, and we'll see how we can take that further. But absolutely, private teachers, give them a call and see if they'll take you on. It's a very, very good, useful thing to do. The other thing to keep doing is dancing in any form whatsoever. Because dancing, or it's like Tai Chi thing with moving. We now know, this is where my music therapy hat, we now know that coordinating the body, doing things, and I don't mean Tai Chi by just watching the person and copying, I mean thinking yourself to try and work out what part of the body to move where. But dancing, that you have to learn a sequence of events, it's really good. It's the brain versus plus the motion. Is really good for our brain health and our well-being. So I don't know if I've answered that one. Hopefully you feel positive about that answer. What about busking? What about it? Have you ever asked the question? What about busking? Great. I'm not sure whether you want me to say whether you're allowed to do it. I don't know what the official thing is in New Zealand, whether you're allowed to busk or not. I know in Europe we had to get a license to busk. So, and they were allowed to, where I was living, you were allowed to busk for half an hour in place, and then you had to move on to somewhere else. And then they even enforced it after that and said, you're only allowed to busk from the hour to the half hour, and then there had to be a silence. So, you can imagine Swiss, they all like, to make rules. I know very lot about that. So I don't know does anyone want to add to that? What about busking? I mean, great if you go along and you hear someone just playing away and things in the community, can't hurt. Often youngsters busking and things, trying to make some money. Why not? It's tough out there. It's tough out there being an artist. So I'll leave that up to your discretion to follow through. In these voluntary and therapeutic groups, how do you cope with people who can't sing in tune? Music therapy itself has nothing to do about singing in tune. The choir, so can I just say, so for example, the Silo group, they're very much we can hardly breathe, let alone sing. We can hardly breathe, let alone sing. What do you mean, sing, come to singing? And I said, just come along and try. And because we were working on, and I've explained what we were doing on the outward breath and singing songs they knew, doesn't matter not singing in tune. And they come to sing in tune. It's amazing, just with singing and singing, you can get singing in tune. I've had experience of a young teen who wanted to be in a choir, desperate to sing the Christmas carols, and she said she's been told she can't sing in tune. And I said, can you start singing Silent Night for me? Mm-hmm. And she started, sa da da da. I said, there you are. What had been happening, she just couldn't sing in the same pitch as the rest of the group. She had that trouble. In her own pitch, I could tell she was singing Silent Night, and I guarantee that's the problem. We don't necessarily sync. Doesn't mean to say you can't sing in tune. Okay, so don't be put off by that. Again, if you think you're one of those people, and you, I love challenges. So if you want to come to me and talk that one through further, it's not a problem. And so it's not about singing in tune. In fact, the people come to our lunchtime concert say, we can't believe how well in tune you are. We've got people going naturally into harmonies, and I don't train any of that, and it's just people feeling relaxed. It's not about singing in tune, it's about better breathing and having a good time. So I hope I answered that. What is music therapy? I try to answer that. I'm sorry, I need a whole day on that. It's my absolute passion. Can you give me some examples? One example I was going to give you, first of all, like I say, in the early intervention side of things, I was going to say my specialty is working with children with autism. A lot of it's to do, how many parents, or every parent would say to me, with the children with an autistic child, my child loves music. My child loves music. It's often something they always gravitate to. And then I would ask them, how come? I mean, what are they doing that tells you that? And often they get fixated on an object that has a musical sound, or they keep spinning a little instrument or toy with a sound or whatever. But they, and excuse me saying they, often children with autism use music to escape. They use music to go into their own world. Okay, so parents are saying they love music. Great, that's their safety valve. They use it because it's sensory overload. The rest of the world, they get something that's tuning into themselves, and they can block out everything else. It's their safe space, and often music does that for them. My task is to meet them with their music and say, hold on, I'm out here, and can I join in? Can I join in with where you are? And I usually do it through sound, matching their sound, not looking at them, being in the same room, they're down there with their twiddly bits, and I'll twiddle something over here, and they go, where did that come from? They twiddle again. I twiddle over here. Where did that come from? I'm not talking to them. I'm just doing some sound play with them. Start, start, stop. Sound, silence. You know, and you say, yeah, if you twiddle that, I can twiddle like that too. Can we go a bit further? Whatever. So it's basically a sound play to get the connection first. All the time I'm working with the parents. All the time I'm working with the parents, because often a dysfunctional relationship's formed, often children with autism that not diagnosed till 2.5, 3, and they, you know, sometimes it's quite difficult relationship going on. Work with the parents to listen to that side of thing, how they use their voices and bodies in a different way with their child to get a positive reaction, and how can you maintain this interaction? It's how you use your voice. How you use your body, how you use your, so it's not an intimidating. Really meeting the child where they're at, and that's part of my training, it's part of my work through and through, and I could talk a lot more on that. So, what is music therapy? It's using the elements of music to form a relationship with a child or an adult with a disability, and then to move them in a way to make a connection, and if it's in a developmental way, to make that go in a positive direction. Wonderful thing about music is the potential is huge to meet them where they're at and how you can move them on. Can you give me an example? Complete the other end of the spectrum. I'll give you an example. This is not in the series, so you won't know the setup. I had, and often I've got cases as the last straw. I work with children who are under the complex needs situation. I work with a child who, you know, wasn't in school, wasn't been expelled from all their high schools. He wasn't, and when I went along and met him, he had this chaotic energy on the spectrum, all sorts of other things going on with the chaotic energy. And I managed to have space with a room with a drum kit. And I thought he might just go crazy. But in fact, he was very scared of the drums because he couldn't control it. He didn't know what it would do. But what happened over the time was we just worked on some patterns because his life was chaos. He just needed to regulate his own body. He needed to regulate his own energy. He was a teenager. Here's a drum kit. Wow, best thing you could get for a teenager. But how could I use it now in a therapeutic way to help him regulate his chaotic energy? All I can say in this 30 seconds is it worked. We got a relationship from that first session. Hardly any talking. You know, I could actually match his drum work either in chanting something, what we were doing, and what happened at the end of the session, he said, can I come again, miss, next week? Can I come again, miss, next week? People from the psychological services, whatever, said it's the only therapy that he's ever connected to. Okay. Just giving you snippets. Another one, a young teenager who was in a special class environment of a high school, a special unit, was sexually abused and became mute. The police knew who the abuser was, could not arrest him until she declared his name. She was mute, became mute. She was not mute before this. For her developmental thing, she was making good milestones, she was quite independent, a delightful young lady. Sexual abuse changed all that and her emotional well-being. 18 months later, they contacted me when the grades were just going and she was basically hiding under the desk at school. And I was allowed the music suite in this high school, it's not in Palmerston North, a drum kit as well as everything else. She went across to those drums, she whacked the hell out of them. I was at the piano. I met her with that energy. I met her on the piano with that energy. She stopped and looked at me. I supported her with a chant-like nature. I don't talk often in my therapy sessions. I will chant in a musical way. And she started playing again and she'd add something else. And I just matched her energy and moved it from this anger into something much more tolerable for both of us. And also, again, allowing space for her expression, for my response. Could she listen to me creating something and could she respond to it? Our whole first session was nonverbal. Completely nonverbal. It's the power, and I'll say power of music. I mean, I'm skilled at it. You know, I have to learn the properties, the dynamics, the spacing, the tone, whatever. I'm watching her, I'm listening the whole time to what she's presenting and how I can have a relationship with her in this session, that she could trust me. Session 8, after a lot of things going on, because I heard that she loved to dance, a lot of other things went on in the sessions. No, it might have been session 7 or 8. She came round to the piano and I could see she was playing the piano, but in a way it was like syllables, as though she was wanting to talk. She was doing some syllable stuff and I was chanting, playing something very sensitively with her. And then she walked around the back and she thumped twice on the base of that piano. And I just asked her again through the chanting, not direct questions, something about that, and then she went, "The man spoke it." First thing she'd said in months, or a year, I don't know. And so I felt this energy and we worked with it. And basically what happened by two sessions later, what happened was she befriended, there was a police woman officer involved. And it got to the point she talked in my sessions, not outside the sessions. And it happened that then the police woman was able to take her down to the police station. She was able to state, what's the word that you say when you, just forgotten the word. She was able to state the perpetrator's name, and he was finally arrested. And I remember the joy when she walked into the following session of just dancing, and she found her own music called Celebration, found the CD, and she said, I wanted to have put this music on and dance. And then I kept in touch with her. We put closure to the session once I worked on how else she could move her love of music and dance into her own community. But her grades over time gradually went up, and she got a lot of support around it. An example of music therapy pulled in at the last minute. I've worked with a young lad who fell off a roof as a end of school, skylarking, fell onto concrete, completely lost all the speech, had to learn to walk and talk again, and I worked with him for several years. Again, I came in at the point where the speech language therapist said, I've got him speaking again, I can't get any flow, I can't get any connections with things. And I came in at a point, and we sang through, he loved the blues, and you could sing, and we got the flow, the sequencing of words to get his sentences, and it helped clarify getting the speech language back. I won't go into any more on that because that's I could keep going. So we need music therapy in Palmerston North. We need more music therapists in Palmerston North. Choral Society, how do you join? Who do they? What do they cater to? How good do the people have to be? I think the Choral Society, from what I can gather, it is. It's not an auditioned group. You don't have to.
It's supposed to be, but it doesn't seem to happen.
In other words, if you want to sing, go along and join. And I don't know if you do. You have to be able to read music. Is a help.
Yes, you have to be able to
read music. Okay,
to some extent.
So there are other, I mean, these Monday night singing groups, you don't have to, you don't have to read music there. Renaissance Singers is an audition choir, yes. But there are other choirs around.
Community choirs.
Community choirs that you can go and join. So again, look up, what's the name?
Club Sandwich.
You're not going to forget that. You've got one thing when you go out here. And if it's not there, we want to know more, go to the City Council and say,
The Palmerston North Choral Society is having a concert on next Saturday night.
That's right.
And we're doing Vivaldi's Gloria with a whole lot of other glories, like from Messiah and Mozart Mass and things like that. And St. Peter's may not. And my point I was making about a small town. You can get away with things. That's what I'm saying. amateur things you can be in. Yeah. So when I was in my 40s, I was playing the trumpet in the Manawatu Youth Orchestra.
Right.
And Bob Burns, well-known accountant of this town, was playing the cello in his 50s in the youth orchestra. My son was with me there too.
Yeah.
So yes, that's.
Don't give up.
That's good. But the trumpet, yes, I took it out on, picked it up on Anzac Day and thought, no, I can't.
So, music therapy, who for, how does it work? I've given that one. And then, that's that and more, I think. That might be it. But if I can just add, just say to... I think it comes into saying, yes, I think we're being amateur on any of these things. It's a really, just keep doing these things. It's being involved, being part of that feel-good circle. Sorry, Stuart.
Now, any questions from the floor? We have a roving mic if anyone's got a question they want to put in. I know we've covered a heck of a lot this afternoon. No. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. As with so many areas, I think from the outside you see a few things happening and you think that's it, but then when you start digging a bit further, there's so much more going on. And I think in particular, knowing that the therapy and the beneficial aspects and the whole community, so on, things aren't just the surface thing about here's a bit of music and so forth. So one comment that several people are saying, and I think we find it all, I would say we've even got a problem with U3A, that people simply don't know all the things that are going on. And I think to some extent you've got to put yourself out there and look and ask and you'll find out. But there's lots of things that are going on. And certainly in Palmerston North, I don't know about other places this size, but it really does seem quite amazing, the amount of things we have and the talent that we have here and the contributions that they make to the society, and we all benefit from that. So, and I do know various people who said when they knew you were coming back to Palmerston North and they thought they'd grab you straight away for things, and as we can see, you've moved on with a lot of that and making a great contribution and beneficial for all of us, and that may continue for a long time.
Well, we need you people. Please be part of this. We absolutely need you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and on behalf of U3A, a little thank you, and as you're telling us about all the things going on, that's something about what we are.
Well, I really believe, I remember when I was living in the States, U3A was live at Wilkes. When did this start here? 1970?
Just over 20 years.
Yes, so that was... So, and I remember being so excited about what it all entailed. I went to a U3A dance performance, and all, you know, everyone was retired. I was in my early 30s. All these retired people were up doing this dance before. It was wonderful, wonderful. It was the energy and the enjoyment. So when I came here and heard about U3A, I looked at things. I want to go to all these things, and I haven't given myself a chance yet because I'm too busy doing everything else. I think it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful what you do.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.